Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is this was labeled as seven fun conversation starters.
All right, let's start
for
that
on air or your social media. I'm not making fun of the person who sent it. I just want to see if they work for us. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Yeah.
Okay. This is very. We're just throwing them out there, and you react. Okay. Sort of like random topics.
Okay. Okay. All right.
What's a food you don't eat because of the texture? I'll go first. All the ones I don't like.
Nearly everything.
Everything.
Yeah. If I say I don't like it, it means more than likely I don't like how it feels when I eat it.
I don't like suckers because they cut the roof of my mouth. Like the texture becomes too sharp or whatever it is. Those little slits that you get in them and it cuts the roof of my mouth. So I like suckers, but I don't eat them for that reason.
It's like a splinter.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Well, you just don't bite on them.
I can't help it. I'm a
biter. That's the only one.
It's impossible to do.
Yeah, I'll pretty much put anything else in my mouth.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Isn't it?
It's the word.
Mushrooms. I don't like the sliminess of mushrooms.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't love the taste of mushrooms anyway, so I don't feel like I'm missing much, but I don't hate it either.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't really love the texture. If they're cut up small enough and they're in something and I can't really notice the texture, it's fine.
But then, I see. Also, I don't like pickles because I don't like the taste at all, but the texture, I'm like, I wish I liked pickles. Seeing somebody grab a pickle.
Well, especially if they're a good crunchy one.
Yeah, that snap.
Yeah, some of them are a little, they're kind of soft and lame.
Yeah.
But those good, cold, crunchy ones. Yeah.
You ever just eaten a raw cucumber, Steve?
That's similar.
It's the same.
Except, I don't
never like. Never like that. Never just taking a bite out of it. I mean, sliced. That's weird. The cucumbers. It would be weird to just take a cucumber and take a bite out of it.
Mm. Yeah, just put it in a can of water or whatever for a month and pretend it's a pickle.
Drink it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Wings, what's one for you? Did you have another? Are you going to go with mushrooms?
Yeah.
Maitland,
what about you?
That's
my biggest one. Yeah.
Probably shaved coconut, coconut shavings.
What is it? When you chew it?
Chewiness? I don't like that it's all in the little bits.
Coconut's gross in all forms, flavor, eating.
I'm at an age now where I would consider that like taffy is one of those. I don't mind the taste of taffy, but I hate anything that gets stuck in my molars now.
Oh.
It annoys the hell out of me.
I don't like taffy. That's like chewing glue.
All right. You ready for number two? Yeah.
Sweet glue.
Sweet glue. Yes. Number two.
I don't think this applies to anyone. Maybe I'm almost certain it doesn't. What is the reason you don't post photos of your significant other online?
This applies to me. He's so damn good looking. He can be the prettier one in the relationship. That's fine. But I don't have to post pictures.
Do it on your own social media.
Just kidding. I literally posted a picture of him the other day. It's like, God damn.
Do it on your own.
Because he looks so fine. Yeah, I think we all have no problem posting pictures of our significant others.
Yeah. All right. What is something that would be in a photo that would make you go, oof, can't post that one?
Other than
yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Nudity.
That's probably it.
Double chins. Not a big fan of double chins.
Yeah. Anything that's taken at a non flattering angle.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there's something embarrassing behind you, you go, oh man, I was right next to this monument, but it turns out right behind me was, I don't know, a seedy place that it looks like maybe I was at the strip club.
Or if I got it a little crooked. It's a landscape picture and you can't even really adjust it to make it look right because you shot it crooked. Not posting that.
Don't want to look like a loser who can't edit.
I'm better at a camera than that.
Did you see the picture, by the way, of Arch Manning that went viral? It was him and all of the other, was he a Texas?
Yeah.
It's him and all of the other quarterback. There's five quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of all of them with their shirts off and they're all ripped and six packs and big muscles and everything. And somebody took that and did a side by side between of Arch Manning all ripped and then Eli and Peyton Manning with their shirts off.
Who are notoriously doughy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both Hall of Famers.
Yeah. Oh, it's not great. Yeah.
And Eli just replied and said, it was the angle, I swear.
That's funny.
What is the way that someone will impress you every time?
Remembering my name.
Doesn't take much, huh?
I'm always, I say, like, you know, people that you see not often, but at least like a couple times a month, like a salesperson or whatever, that I'm like, dang, you remember my name.
Or someone,
if somebody remembers like a weird little small detail.
Yeah,
like,
I'm always
like when we do visits to other markets with radio stations and someone we've met is like, hey, oh, hey, Freebera or Greg or whatever. And, you know, how's the kids? And they remember kids' names and everything else.
Yeah, you remember my kids' names. Oof. That's really impressive. For me, it's watching anyone do a skilled trade.
Yeah.
That
where you can tell they're so excellent.
You can tell that they've done it a million times. Like watching somebody apply drywall mud, mm-hmm, how they just go, they go down then up, and it's perfectly smooth. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there like,
mine is
throwing snowballs at the wall and
mine
just wiping
them around.
Yeah,
same idea. Yep. It's that scary. It looks super easy because they're so good at it. They make it look easy, and if you ever try to do it yourself, it's a lot tougher to do it.
I'm also really impressed by people who say that they're going to learn something, like a new language or how to play the piano or whatever, and then they do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, you didn't just say that. You did it. That's awesome.
Maitland, what about you?
I think if they're funny without trying too hard.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Like when they just naturally, they just stand out and you're like, you've got a good vibe.
Yes. Good vibe. That's such a simple thing.
Mm-hmm. Like those kids in class that would always kind of like whisper those funny jokes, and you're like, damn, you are like low-key the funniest person
the
I know.
The snipers.
Yeah, and you don't even want people to know you're funny.
Yeah, it's not the kid that's like, ooh, let's throw paper. It's just...
No, the class clown is usually, that sort of wears thin sometimes.
Yeah, you don't want to win on volume.
No.
Weren't you the class clown?
Mm-mm.
I was.
Oh, okay.
That was my superlative. That was my senior superlative.
Not going to lie, though, I was pretty disappointed I didn't get that.
Oh, but you got best butt for a boy.
That wasn't best boy butt. Didn't you get best boy butt?
Yeah, which is a different award than best butt boy.
But you also got that.
Didn't. They had to suspend that one in 1989. What was, Hot Wings, what was better about life before the internet?
Not knowing what everyone on Earth thought about everything.
That's it. You know, the good old days when you have to guess if someone was a racist Nazi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
But no, really.
It was, now I have preconceived notions of certain people. Or you go, oh, man, I always liked that person. But now my perspective has changed, and I wish it hadn't. Because there's such a loudmouth on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, yeah, I think it was just a little, I think some of that simplicity was nice.
Yes, I agree. All right, this might be my favorite of the seven. I'm going to give you the adjusted version of it, then I'm going to give you the specific version. So broad first, what is the dumbest reason you've canceled plans?
Oh,
for no reason at all.
I mean,
like, let's say you had to find a reason, a legitimate reason, like where you go,
like the reason you told someone, like it was.
Yes.
Like,
no, I usually just go with the standard. I'm just not up to it. I'm not feeling well.
Yeah. All right. The specific question was, have you ever canceled plans because parking seemed too difficult?
Oh, no, I don't think I've done that.
Yes, I'm with Maitland. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you live in a city or a downtown scenario, that's tough.
Yeah.
If I don't know the parking situation, I'd rather just not go.
What have you?
Oh my God.
Have any of you ever gotten someplace and went, oh, parking sucks? Do you want to go? Not that bad. Let's go home.
Absolutely.
I did that a couple times when we lived in suburban Philadelphia, where I had plans and I'd get somewhere like to Center City and go, okay, this is more than I want to deal with. Also, parking was $28 for the night. I can't afford that.
I was definitely much more likely to not ever think that if I knew I was going up to a place that had its own parking lot.
Yes.
Where you have to, if there's street parking involved, that is like, oh man. Like I have to talk myself up for that before I go.
I've definitely had plans where like I ate dinner beforehand and then we were going to go out, but dinner didn't sit well with me. And I was like, I got a bad belly.
But that's a good reason.
Yeah.
Legit like, oh man, something is not feeling good.
All right. How about this one? What did you do in the bathroom before smartphones were a thing? Wait, does everybody take their smartphone to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yes.
And before that, it was Uncle John's bathroom reader.
Really?
We always had one of them at my house.
And you read it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Maitland, you shake your phone?
Yeah, I do now.
Kelly?
Yeah, now I do. I didn't used to. I used to think it was gross, and I've moved past that now because I am gross.
Yeah.
But I used to read shampoo bottles. Even if I'd read it 100 times, I'd just be like, I'm going to be in here for a minute.
I need to know what methyl chlorosilazole is.
It's always Herbal Essences. Well, Herbal Essence always had like a cool little paragraph about how that shampoo was going to make you feel better.
Didn't you have it memorized at a
certain
point?
Pretty much. And then I'd reach in and I'd be like, well, am I grabbing the toilet bowl cleaner? Am I grabbing the toilet paper?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I need to know more about diethyl metriclone.
Yeah.
Or yeah, you actually read like the big atlas about toxic shock syndrome that comes with your box of tampons.
Oh, man, I really should have. Huh?
Yeah. Should have done.
I really should have. Yeah.
Is it really a big atlas, like a fold out, like an OSHA map?
Yeah, it's huge.
You know what's funny is I hadn't really thought about it. I thought that like I had gotten less knowledge about cars and everything, like just because I had sort of waned in interest and I had kids. But it turns out, now that I think about it, it's because I have a smartphone, because that's where I would always read Motor Trend and Car and Driver. And now I don't do that. I just play like Candy Crush for 5 minutes or something, or look at, you know, YouTube or whatever. And then I go, all right. And then that's it.
I just found a book that I was in the middle of reading when I decided I'm not reading books anymore. I'm taking my phone in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently that was when I said books are hard.
Yeah.
No wonder I can't win trivia.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what this last one. When it comes to household chores, my significant other always forgets to... I honestly don't have one.
Turn off the laundry room light.
Turn off... Oh, yeah.
That's not really a chore, but it's just something that...
You know, you can turn it back on.
Always, always on.
Yeah, I don't think I have one either.
Shave?
No, he shaves all the time.
I bet he does.
Poor guy.
He's just never not shaving.
4 hours later, and it's right back.
It's amazing.
It is.
Hot wings?
I don't have one either. Yeah. Oh, a significant other I live with that does chores. So, no, it's just me. And it's I leave things everywhere.
What about your cat?
Cat?
Or your roommate?
Oh.
What is the roommate not great at? It's time to tell her.
She makes these protein waffles every morning, and then she just, like, leaves the toaster out. And then... She's just bad at putting the toaster back.
Yeah, we got to get her out of there. Unacceptable.
Yeah, Bob's always leaving carcasses everywhere. Pisses me off.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.